Hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, you guys? I know that you noticed I didn't have a podcast up yesterday. And yeah, I will just say, first of all, my husband had some vacation days. So any minute I wasn't doing something else, I was hanging out with him. And, you know, we have all the babies here. So it was a lot, but also, we need to have a heavy conversation. I feel like this is going to be kind of a heavy podcast because I had some heavy emotional days and it wasn't just me. Okay. I'm going to try to get through this without crying. And I'm not sure because I'm still like, you know, in the emotions. But I'll do the best I can to kind of pause and to get through it. Okay. So heavy shit, you guys. I talked to three people off of the ledge this in the past 48 hours. Okay. I talked myself off of a ledge in the past 48 hours. And I don't know what's going on for this to be such a collective issue, but I can say that, listen, bitch. Okay. I know that sometimes it's hard to be here. I know that it's hard to be here sometimes. And I know that kind of even just having that secret power and, you know, we love to control things, that little whisper of the devil's lies convinces us that we have the power to just make all the pain stop, to make it all stop. And I think we get so trapped in that story and in the lure of the devil because his lies are enticing, you know, and getting caught in his mind fuck, we start to think there is no way out and we forget to look around and see all of the reasons why it's worth staying, why it's worth putting one foot in front of the other. And I just want to tell you guys one of the conversations that I had two nights ago. Okay. My friend is like, I just want to be like you, you know, things roll off your back. You don't take it heavy. Like, I know that I carry myself as a very non-reactive person right now. I worked really hard with that intention, but I'm still human and my life is imploding. My life is imploding. So don't ever want to switch places with someone else because you think that they have it all together. I just am learning different ways to be, and I don't want to be reactive, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going through shit. I just carry it different. And what I'm holding inside isn't anything I can react about. I stay centered and I stay focused on what can I control in this moment? What can I control in this moment? And I think there's so many times that like we just get stuck and it's so hard to move forward when we feel so bad because we're stuck. We're stuck in that rut. We're in the endless loop of negative thoughts, of the devil's lies. It's literally the devil's lies that are keeping you in this misery. And I know for me, it is about what is the next right thing. I did not want to come on here and record a podcast today. I just had another tough conversation with my oldest kid. I'm gutted. I'm sick. I feel like I can't breathe. I'm grieving. I'm starting to worry about what does the future look like? She's never going to talk to me again. I'm going through all these things and still balancing the fact that, you know, I've got little kids watching this. I still have a house to run. I still have things to do. So I'm in my feelings today and I'm like, all right, bitch, what's the next right thing? The next right thing for me was to come out here and record a podcast. That's the next right thing for me. And then, you know, I started the morning off like I didn't want to get out of bed. I did not want to get out of bed. But my kids, obviously, you know, I have five other kids. I need to show up even if you know, one of them can't stand me right now. Okay. I still have to show up for these guys. So did I want to put on makeup? Did I want to do my face? Did I want to get dressed? Absolutely. No, 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 no. On all those boxes. But I knew that my relationship with feeling fancy, that's what we call the makeup face, it does something for me. It elevates my mood a little bit. I get to be kind of creative and I feel a little extra fierce. And I'm off the couch. I'm in the bright lights of my office. I'm moving. I'm creating. I'm doing these things. So it's about doing the next right thing. And this is why it's so hard for you when you are in the heaviness of, you know, especially if you're going through something with someone you love. Emotional weight is heavy. Intense emotions are absolutely overwhelming and paralyzing. So it is hard to think clear and to take action. And then there is this fear of change. And that's the lump in my throat right now, because I am scared about what comes next. I know, you know, what my request is. And I know that there's probably a lot of people that are going to judge me, and this could hurt my relationship with my daughter forever. But I also know the weight of what it's going to be if things don't change. And it was a matter of like, I have to make a really hard choice. And it's scary because it's uncertain. It's scary to step into the unknown. Even leaving behind those painful feelings, it's scary. I think about, what am I going to be like if I am free of this, you know, the toxic relationship right now? If I'm free of this, you know, is what does that look like? Am I going to allow myself to ever breathe or to catch my breath? Or am I going to punish myself for not just enduring what I think is not fair to me in this moment, you know? And then it's hard too. Like, it's, you stay stuck because you have this strong emotional connection to someone, and it makes it hard to let go. It's an attachment issue. And if you know, you grew up like I did with a shitty situation and everyone leaves, everyone turns their back on you. You're alone in the human realm. 90% of the time you have attachment issues. I'm dealing with so many things, and it's bringing up, you know, trauma that I thought was healed. And this is part of that cycle of where I tell you guys, we're never done growing. I can get through, you know, some of my mom trauma, but now being a mom is a whole new trauma. I'm like, wow, it hits different. It hits different. And as long as you're in these negative emotions and the devil has your ear, he's going to make sure he's full court press with like the self-criticism and the doubt and your ability to heal or to even make better choices. He's going to try to tell you that everything you're doing is a mistake. You can't win. And that's, I feel like I can't win right now. Either way, it's going to hurt like hell. I just have to choose the best of like what would honor my kid. And in this moment, what I think is best for her is like, in her eyes, the worst possible thing I could do to her. The worst possible thing. Okay. And as an adult, I have to trust the core of who I am, to trust this perspective of, until she is out there in the real world, she will never give me grace for who I am and the choices I've made. And I think her being out there and taking the world on as an adult is something that, you know, is going to be the best benefit for both of us. And to prayerfully, you know, nurture and re-strengthen our relationship, because like I said, I think there's a little grace in that it's hard to be in the real world. It is. It's hard. I've been doing it since I was 15 out there, and there's just not an understanding of what it takes. And, you know, I trust in myself to know enough, like, she'll have what I didn't. And that's me in the background cheering her on, there for support if she's willing to take it. So there, you know, while I am in this space and I, you know, don't necessarily not feel supported, it still feels like a very lonely decision. And I never want to keep her stuck. I wouldn't ever offer that lack of support, but I will continue to, you know, stand my ground in setting my boundaries, right? And we ruminate. You're stuck. The world is feeling heavy. You're stuck in that thought pattern. You're replaying past feelings and events on repeat, thinking about every other time you felt like this. And now you're in this cycle of distress and you can't catch your breath. And you have this deep fear of like just repeating the same mistakes over and over. I am thinking generational curses. Am I breaking it or am I keeping it going? You know, and I have to literally, part of what I'll be doing today when I'm done with all the crazy is just kind of journaling out these thoughts of what area do I feel like I am strengthening the curse and how am I breaking it, right? Because it's not something you just do one time. You don't just make one decision, an entire, you know, DNA curse is lifted. That's not the case. It's a bunch of little actions that make the big impact, you know? But just being able to recognize that you are struggling and that you have put yourself on this wheel of distress, it is about taking that next right step, small, manageable steps. And maybe for you right now, that's to go feel fancy, like do your makeup. Okay. Set a timer for 5 minutes and start washing the dishes, you know, get into your normal routine of chores. Like getting through heavy emotional days is challenging, like especially when it is with someone that you love. So you have to acknowledge your feelings, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without judging yourself. And without trying to fight it. Like my nature is always trying to, I still have little remnants of that toxic positivity where I'm like, you can't be thinking negative like this. This is ridiculous. You have to think positive. You have to think positive. That toxic bullshit has been ingrained in me for a very long time. Okay. So now it's about walking myself through this process of like, you have these feelings, no judgment. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to know that you don't know what's coming. And it's important to talk it out. I've got a podcast, and I think that's a whole different level of therapy. I'm not saying go get a podcast, but this is what works for me. This is therapeutic for me. And this is something that, you know, keeps everybody out there realizing like they're not alone. You're not alone in your struggle. You're not alone in, you know, the idea that it's hard to be here. And you're not alone as we navigate together what it's going to take to keep staying here, to keep choosing this life, to keep choosing your potential, to keep choosing you and love, to just keep choosing right, no matter how many times or how many people break our hearts, how many times we're getting slapped in the face, or how many times we mess up and hurt ourselves and people around us. We keep going. Talking it out with someone, you know, a friend or a family member that is going to be supportive and give you a different perspective. This is very important. And I think we're definitely at the part where my daughter and I need that therapy, really. We need someone who is not biased and who isn't close to the situation, because we're not managing the conversations with just the two of us. Talking it out is important. And I can never stress enough how writing down your feelings helps you process. It helps you process. When I've got one of the devil's lies stuck in my head, I write it down. I look at it and I sit with it and I figure out how to redesign that belief so I can release the lie. I could write down right now, you're a terrible parent. Because that's kind of, honestly, the lie I'm kind of stuck on. Terrible parent, I can't win. There's a lot of really negative conversations spinning through my head. So the best way, not only just, you know, talking through this with you guys, having this conversation, writing it down is going to be what ultimately saves me and helps me to redirect those feelings and to be able to process through them to release it. Okay. I wish there was such a thing to wave a magic wand and just say, boom, I don't feel like this anymore. It doesn't work like that. I've got to sit with this as long as, you know, as long as it needs its space, right? These hard feelings are like the little kids in us that didn't get what they needed. And when you're a mom and you realize your little kid has a little kid inside of them that didn't get what they needed, like you're carrying double that. So I don't think there's a quick fix for that. I think it's just a matter of going through it and loving myself through the process. So I know that I need that little extra nurturing. Just like I told my husband this week, we're keeping it low key after I, you know, had some busy days. Because I know that's what I need. I just need that low key, low stress. That's how I nurture myself through this process. You know, I went down they were fishing last night. I went down there for a second and I just took a breath. I just took a breath. Being outside, there is something to that. So being able to take that breath just to kind of recalibrate was good for me. So get into some activities that nurture you. Maybe you need to go outside and take a walk or read or do what it takes for you to set that intention and practice what it is to be in this moment. You know, reading the Bible has saved me. And I said that in every conversation I had this week. Okay. Because it's wild, man. It's wild. I went to a really dark place. And I, you know, in the back of my mind, what's saving me is knowing that my inner core knows what God says about this. Okay. Family is going to be your toughest battle. Always. Jesus never preached at home, not to his friends, not to his family. Wasn't there. And they never would have seen him for who he was outside what they saw him to be. I hope that makes sense for you, because that is what saves me. Because I think, what a hypocrite. If Brandon's out here, you know, doing events and teaching classes online and doing a podcast about all of these things, and, you know, that there's this big story in my head that I'm a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite, but I'm not a hypocrite. And I want to make sure you guys understand that it bothers me that people still say, I wish I could be like you. It does bother me, because you don't want my life. Okay. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's kind of lonely. But it's heavy. And I still am going through this like hyper independent, toxic relationship with me. It is not healthy. Okay. And I share like the things that help me to continue to move forward. That doesn't make me special. It doesn't make me anything that you're not. It just means I'm going through it with you. And maybe I'm like two steps ahead of you, but I'll never be too far for you to ever walk in sync with me. We can learn to be non-reactive and still be devastated, still be hurt, still have dark thoughts. We can be the most positive person and the person that everyone can come to and carry the weight of everyone. But inside, I'm the person that doesn't have that. Right. So that's my toxic doing. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of growth I have inside of me for the rest of my life. It's being human, being an adult, being in this meat suit, stepping into your purpose. It is evolving. It's ever evolving. And nobody gets out of this alive. Right. So all we can do is make the best of those moments that we're breathing, even the painful ones, because you can't have love without pain. You can't have light without darkness. All of this stuff matters, and it's what makes us whole. So that dark side that you're harboring or punishing or holding on to, it's time you love yourself through that moment. You know, get into that present, stay grounded here. And it's not about freaking out about the future. I still do that. You know, I love Microdose Monday because I talk about a tool that I use that keeps me in the present moment, that keeps me feeling connected. And a day like today, I woke up and my first instinct is, let's microdose. And my second instinct was like, no, we're going to sit with this today. We're going to sit with this today. And I need to look at the dark side of me. I need to look at those parts of me that need the healing. And that's going to be that, you know, toxic hyper-independence. I need to look at that. And as, you know, as long as I'm microdosing, I'm not sitting with the darkest feelings. My perspective automatically shifts to all the beauty. And I think that's important. But I also think it's important that we continue to face the darkest parts of us. And I think part of my journey in that relationship with microdosing is that I know that that balance of, you don't take it every day, you guys, you don't take it every day, but you get the message. It comes through clear and it's pressed on my heart of the things I need to face and the things I need to work on. It's a gift to me, no matter how much it hurts, because sometimes it's just so insanely beautiful and peaceful and easy that I slip into, you know, this little bit of taking it for granted. And now I'm in the mix, and that's not an option. It's not an option. But outside of everything, okay, it is so important that, you know, you're showing up for yourself. Like, be kind to you, because healing takes time, and you have to treat yourself with compassion, because it's not necessarily true that anybody else is going to be compassionate for you. And everyone goes through heavy shit. That's not what makes you special. Any story in your mind that is telling you that bowing out of this is the easiest way, I mean, the devil's a liar and he just wants your soul, but that's it. And because I have read the Bible in who I am today, and I'm getting through this, I know that I don't ever have to face death. I don't. But that means I have to really choose to live here, and that's through the good and the bad. And there's a peace inside of me that knows it's going to be worth it. I could not do this without God. I could not do this without the forgiveness of Christ. I could not do this without his strength and power to forgive myself. I could not do this without that sense of peace and knowing that everything works out in the end. The truth and the proof in my life is that everything always works out. Everything always works out. And I think about, you know, some scary times in my life, like getting divorced with 4 kids, that there were moments I didn't think I would survive that. And I kept sticking to the story in the core of my soul, where I knew there was something more. I knew that my dreams mattered. I would never be where I was right now. I would never be here. I would never have gotten books published. I would not have done a podcast. And I know this because I know who I was in that marriage. I know, you know, the boundaries of who I could be. And I would never be available to people like this. I wouldn't be able to answer phone calls at 11 o'clock at night for someone, you know, crying for help. That just never would have been allowed. Okay. So in that moment where I thought I was dying, it's one of those things, like, you plant a seed, and I imagine a seed thinks this is death. They're being buried, and all of a sudden some water comes through the soil. They're getting some nutrients, and they start to pop out of the ground, and they become something beautiful. Like, you feel like you're being buried. You're literally being planted. Okay. So I knew if I just stayed forward on this course, no matter how much suffering and pain and heartbreak I went through in this process, I knew what I wanted in the end. And the situation with my daughter is no different. It is no different. Is there a chance she's never going to talk to me again? Absolutely. But would I ever not try to talk to her? Absolutely not. Like, I want our situation to change, not to end. Okay. And it does feel like a death. It does feel like, you know, it's a hard place to be, because as a parent, you just want to baby your children and keep them safe no matter how they treat you. And it just can't continue like that. Not for my sanity and the sake of everyone here. It's just not fair. So it's a tough place to be, you know, that unconditional love of just knowing that this is going to be hard. I trust that everything is going to work out. I trust that, you know, once she sees what it is like on the other side without that safety net of, you know, here, that she can move forward with me with a whole level of forgiveness and a lot of grace. Well, I told her a little grace. I could take a little grace right now, a little grace from her. And I don't, you know, it's not about being entitled to that. It is just like human nature, you know, human nature to know that the people around you are going to mess up. And the more you can open up yourself, like, the more she can open up to giving me a little grace, I think she opens herself up to give herself a little bit of grace. You know, it's that big cycle. And it is about leaning into and trusting and knowing that God has me. He has this. I trust him. No matter how hard that some things are going to hurt in this moment, I know that everything always works out for me. And I want you to know that is true for you. I am not special. I am not special. He literally, everybody gets a clean slate. You have a clean slate today. When you wake up tomorrow, you know, get outside of yourself, get outside of your problems. What is the next right thing for you to do? And for the love of God, okay, if you are thinking that the best thing would be to end everything, all the suffering, all the pain, if the best thing for you to do is that, I need you to call me. Okay. I need you to reach out to me, message me, whatever it is, because I want you to know that you're not alone in that thinking. You're not alone in that thinking, but the devil is lying to you. And I just want to tell you a few truths that I know. If you know someone that is struggling, that is feeling heavy, that is struggling to want to be here, and I don't know collectively, you guys, this is not just here. There's a reason that this has been brought into my awareness. Okay. There's a reason I picked up the phone this week. There's a reason that I've had to face that feeling of hypocrisy of like, I felt the same way this weekend, but here I am helping other people out of the hole. What is that about? Okay. My whole world is falling apart. And I feel like everything I say to the world, everything I say to you guys right now, I could never say to my family. I can't. It is not received. You know, it'll never be received in that way. And that's why it's so important for you to understand that even Jesus couldn't preach to his family. Okay. And I'm a nobody. So I sure as hell cannot preach to my family. That doesn't make me a hypocrite. Absolutely not. It makes me vulnerable because I show my ass and I show you guys the reality of what it is to be in this world, what it is to be human and still want to fight for your potential. And somehow helping other people this weekend helped me a lot. It helped me a lot. And in the midst of one of, you know, the heaviest moment in my life, I got an awesome message from a friend and inviting me to speak at a recovery event this weekend for addicts. And so, you know, I said yes right away. It was a soul yes, right? It was like a yes, absolutely. And then I sit with that feeling of like, it's just wild. It's wild to think, you know, I can't just wave a wand and fix my family or encourage them to see what I see. But I guarantee that I'm going to go stand in front of people for 30 minutes and there's going to be one person that I talk to, just like right now, this podcast episode, one person is hearing this and they're like, everything makes sense. It clicks. And they are inspired to make the next right choice. And that's why I keep doing this. I don't want you guys to think because maybe everything in your life is blowing up that you can't share your story and help someone else, that you think, you know, you're in that mix of what the devil is saying about who you are and what you do and that you're not worthy and you mean nothing. That's all a lie, because the truth is that there is somebody, there's one person that needs you to heal through this and then share that. Share that. Those things that you think you have to harbor and keep private, like I never thought ever, because I love my baby so much. I never thought that I would have some of the conversations I'm having with them about how much I hurt them. I never thought I would ever be able to share that publicly in a podcast because there's shame there. Absolutely. I wanted to be the mom I never had. In my eyes, fuck yeah, I did that. But it wasn't good enough. You know, it wasn't. But it was what we all needed in this moment. I did the best I could, and I have to give myself grace for that. But I, you know, absolutely there's some shame there. And that thing that you are hesitant to share is going to be what unlocks your next level of growth, is going ahead and walking through the process and realizing that as long as I keep this stuff to myself, it just keeps growing and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. But if I can share the story with one or two people that can be in the same situation, you know, feel like the world is heavy, has some pretty dark thoughts. And I mean, since I was a kid, my brain went to the dark thoughts. Okay. It's a part of who I am, because literally since I was a kid, dark thoughts. And I don't ever think, you know, I mean, no one ever does, but I have too much here to want to end a temporary moment of pain for good, because then that's it. There is no more Brandon Lynette. There is death. My meat suit won't last forever, but I think the core of who I am, I've done way too much work, way too much, you know, processing hard things to just be done like that. But you're not alone in those thoughts. You're just not. And you are loved. You are whole. And I would love to help you get through this. So I know this is kind of heavy, y'all. I know it's heavy. I love you guys. Sometimes it just is. It's just heavy. And that's okay. So it is Tuesday. And thank you for your patience. Thank you for your grace, because we missed my favorite episode of the week, and it's okay. And we're late today, but that's okay too. Tomorrow is Wealth Wednesday. It'll probably be posted a little later as well. I have an out-of-town appointment for my daughter, for my little baby, and we're leaving before the sun's even up. So we'll probably be a little bit late tomorrow, but I will be here for Wealth Check Wednesday. Let's talk business, bitches. But I love you guys. Listen, you need to reach out to someone. Just do it. If it's not me, make sure it is someone that you know is going to be supportive and loving and be able to help you step out of the hamster wheel of the devil's lies. Okay. I love you so big.